I just found out right when I came in from weights. I had no idea.
What was your reaction?
You know, I was surprised. I was excited too. You know, it was came this early. It was, I heard 200 plus people to have a second chance, and you know, for my grandmother to be one of them, and you know, it's a blessing. And I'm super excited. You know, I called my aunt. I called my mom. You know, I talked to my aunt, and my grandmother had called them and said she got commuted and looking forward to December 1st.
Did you know that another list was even coming out, or was this completely blindsiding you today?
Blindsided today. You know, I just knew it was coming out before, you know, he got out of, you know, the office. I'm at the White House, and, you know, I still remember talking to him and telling me what I had to do to get, you know, situated. But this was a blindside shot. And, but, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm excited. You know, the past 2 years, I got my grandmother and my mother out. And a lot of other people that got their family members out that didn't do crazy crimes. So, you know, it's a blessing.
You think that talk with the president might have helped?
I hope so. Well, they have now. You know, I still remember, you know, we was at the White House. I was talking about my mom. I was saying thank you. And the fact that he mentioned my grandmother, you know, I knew something was going to happen.
You must have, like, all kind of feelings going through right now. It's kind of surreal, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, I kind of, you know, jacked up right now. I don't really know what to say. Just want to talk to my granny. You know, I haven't talked to her in a couple of weeks. You know, I'm excited for her. You know, she was sad when mom's left. She used to cry when she was in there by herself. And, you know, I'm just excited for her, and I want to thank Obama for what all he's done for, you know, her and everybody else. I'm sure, you know, my grandmother was in for 40 to life with no pardon. So I'm sure she got, you know, something similar to my mother. You know, my mother was just had 25 to life. So I'm sure it's, you know, halfway house to begin with and then go from there.
You're hopeful that she can come out and see you, though, just like your mom
did? I'm sure she will. She will. She will. They both will be here. Eventually. You know, I ain't going to be done this year, so if it have to wait till next year, she'll be here.
Demarius, kids like you and your situation could have gone a different way than where you wound up. What do you think the key was that you were able to stay so well-adjusted and keep it on the track while they were gone?
You know, it was I had got to a point, you know, I used to, you know, when I was playing basketball in high school, I told myself, you know, I never played football, so I wanted to go play football just to stay out of trouble because, you know, you see people getting in trouble, you know, with drugs. You know, I saw that happen to my grandmother and mama not only once but twice. When I was even younger, they had, you know, something happen. And then I had, you know, was around people that used drugs. So I wanted to put myself in a situation where, you know, I won't be around it so I get in no trouble. So, you know, one day I stayed out and played football, and ever since then, you know, I just wanted to be around the right crowds and keep my head on straight. I was in the ninth grade. I forget. And then that's it. Yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So after practice, I mean, were you in the locker room? Were your teammates around?
I was coming in from the weight room, and I was walking in, and he was like, "Have you talked to Patrick?" I was like, "No, I just, you know, I was supposed to have an interview after practice." I was like, I heard he didn't show up, so I was like, I'm good. So I tried to keep walking, and he came back to me. He was like, no, your grandmother. I was like, what? And he was like, she got commuted. And I was like, you know, it was a shock. I was shocked. I didn't know. And I had to go to my phone and run to it quick to make sure it was true. And then he showed me a text message. I'm like, you know, Minnie Pearl Thomas, Demarius Thomas' grandmother, you know, got commuted December 1st.
And how do you describe your grandmother?
My grandmother? She's similar to my mom. She's just older. She's funny. She likes to be around people. You know, I'm happy for her. You know, she had dealt with something that she learned a lesson from, and now she get another chance, and hopefully she take advantage of it.
Did you talk to mom between now and...
Not yet. I called mom. She called me like 3 times. I called her. She haven't answered. She probably calling me now. But I talked to my auntie, which is my mom's sister, and she talked to my grandmother. So she was telling her she'd be, you know, back in Georgia December 1st. Because they was in Tallahassee together, my mom and granny.
When was the last time you got to see your grandmother?
Probably a year.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't went to see her since my mom been out. I tried to get everybody to go, but it didn't work out. So, you know, now that she's be coming home soon, you know, that's even better.
Having gone through what you did last year, is this different since you went through it and dealt with it? Is it make it, I'd say, easier?
It's for sure easier now, you know, the fact that my mom, she done been through it, and now she can, you know, be around my grandmother and tell her what to go through. You know, of course, she's going to be in the halfway house. My mom and granny, my mom's still in Georgia, so they'll be around each other to make it easier.
Had a pretty good 12 months for you.
Yeah, pretty good, real good.
Put that off your mind. It makes it easier being out here, huh? Like, it affects everything, right?
Talking about?
Yeah, your grandmother coming out and everything working out, but that probably makes your whole life, everything.
Make everything sweeter. Better, yeah, sweeter. And you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got to worry about nothing, you know, while she's – and once she get out, you know, she'll be good. Don't have to worry about, you know, sending stuff there or hearing calls or, you know, wondering how she's doing. She's there by herself because she got kind of emotional when my mom left because, you know, they was in the same cell and everything. So when my mom left, she was kind of sad. You know, she was missing my granny and she was just ready to get out. That's all she talked about. And every time we had a phone conversation, she used to cry because she made me emotional. So, you know, I'm happy now.
Demarius, how much of a relief is it that you can take care of your mom and grandmother, know that they should never have to worry about any problem like this ever again?
It means the world, you know, and I think, you know, that's why I, you know, work so hard at what I do to be able to play as long as I can to help my family out so they won't have to go back and be in the situation that we was back then.
How's your mother doing?
She's doing good. She's actually working now, you know. She was able to see my sister have a little niece. My sister just had a baby, so, you know, she's doing great. You know, she's working. Talked to her last night. She's working out. She's trying to get back in shape, she say. But she's doing good. Thanks for asking.